Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
It's 11 questions on Best Picture Oscar winners. Name the Oscar-winning movie from the single quote and the year the movie came out. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this pop culture show. Today, the episode's all about movies. Hope you're a movie buff. Hopefully you like films and cinematic masterpieces. And hopefully you have avoided Triple Frontier on Netflix, like I have encouraged you to do two episodes ago. And I've been messaging people I know that are like critics and are movie journalists. And I'm like, have you seen this movie? And nobody has seen it yet that I know. I need to talk to somebody about this movie to know that I'm not crazy. Okay. So me and my wife hated it. I need to find somebody else. Somebody said on Facebook, my friend Jay, he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. That movie was dope. And I was like, ugh, it just made me mad. So I need to find people who hate this movie. I'm starting a Facebook group called I Hate Triple Frontier, and I'd love for you to be a part of it. If you loved it too, I want to talk to you as well, but I want to have a long debate about this movie. Speaking of other movies, we are getting ready to watch one in just a few minutes at my house. It's one of those rare occasions where I don't have to be out. I just cracked a beer. It's still the weekend, kind of, when I'm recording this, and we're going to watch something good. So the next time you hear me do a podcast, you'll have another quick little review, maybe like Into the Spider-Verse or A Star is Born or one of these movies from this year that we haven't seen. We're real behind on everything, so it should be something good, should be something great. Okay, so today's episode, Best Picture Winners, I'll read you the quote and the year the movie came out. Don't be confused because the Oscars air after the movies come out usually, so these are the years the movies actually came out to make it nice and cut and dry. And happy birthday, late happy birthday to my friend Jordan Zeilinger, who just turned 30, the Dirty 30. He runs a show called Wreck My Podcast, and if you like this show, you should definitely check out Jordan's show, and they go over all kinds of nostalgia, and if you like this episode about movies, they're talking about movies all the time. The movies they're talking about on that show are usually like Three Ninjas or Surf Ninjas or anything with ninjas from the 90s. That's like their wheelhouse. But if you like Are You Afraid of the Dark and Nicktoons and things like that, you should check out Wreck My Podcast. Also want to shout out to my friend Wolf, who lives in Texas. Wolf messaged me and said, hey, I've been listening since December. Do you have the link to the other Seinfeld episodes you mentioned? Love today's George Costanza episode, which was put up a few days ago. And I said, yeah, Wolf, here's the other links. And he said, thanks for doing what you do. So thank you, Wolf, for listening to the show, and be on the lookout for a little care package that I mailed to you minutes after we chatted through the chat feature on my website. If you want to go to my website, it's triviawithbuds.com. You can click around and you can contact me very easily there. If there's a topic you want to hear me do on the show in the near future, or it's your birthday or your friend's birthday, you want a shout out of any kind, always happy to do that kind of stuff. And if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Join for just a buck and get access to our Discord chat app where we see what everybody's doing on the weekend. We find out some trivia from listeners of the show, and we share a bunch of fun pop culture stuff. Sometimes I post little bonus rounds in there, links to my live night PowerPoint slides and things like that. You could join for just a buck, so check that out over on Patreon. All right, guys, we're going to jump into this episode. It's called Best Picture Winners. We got 11 of them for you. Here we go. Here we go, Best Picture Winners, number one. This is the year it came out. 2017. When he looks at me the way he looks at me, he does not know what I lack or how I am incomplete. What was that Best Picture Oscar winning movie? Number one, 2017. When he looks at me the way he looks at me, he does not know what I lack or how I am incomplete. Number two on your list, 1997, A Woman's Heart is a Deep Ocean of Secrets. Number two, 1997, A Woman's Heart is a Deep Ocean of Secrets. Number two. Number three, 1976, He Doesn't Know It's a Damn Show, He Thinks It's a Damn Fight. Number three, 1976, He Doesn't Know It's a Damn Show, He Thinks It's a Damn Fight. And number four, 2012, There Are Suicide Missions with Better Odds Than This. Number four, 2012, There Are Suicide Missions with Better Odds Than This. Number four. Question number five, 1999, I guess I could be pretty pissed off about what happened to me, but it's hard to stay mad when there's so much beauty in the world. Number five, 1999, I guess I could be pretty pissed off about what happened to me, but it's hard to stay mad when there's so much beauty in the world. Question number six, 1988. That man right there is my brother, and if he doesn't get to watch People's Court in about 30 seconds, he's going to throw a fit right here on your porch. Number six, 1988. That man right there is my brother, and if he doesn't get to watch People's Court in about 30 seconds, he's going to throw a fit right here on your porch. Question number seven, 1961. When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. Number seven. Question number eight, 1943. Last night we said a great many things. You said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot since then, and it all adds up to one thing. You're getting on that plane with Victor where you belong. Number eight, 1943. You're getting on that plane with Victor where you belong. Number nine, 2014, you could jump right back into that suit if you wanted to. Number nine, 2014, you could jump right back into that suit if you wanted to. Number 10, 1975, you guys complain how much you hate it here, and then you don't even have the guts to leave. You're all crazy. Number 10, 1975, you guys complain how much you hate it here, and then you don't even have the guts to leave. You're all crazy. And the bonus question for 2 points, the first Best Picture winner ever in 1927-1928 was also the name of a hit NBC sitcom from 1990 to 1997. What was it? Number 11. For 2 points, the bonus question, the first Best Picture winner ever in 1927-28 was also the name of a hit NBC sitcom from 90 to 97. What was it? All right, we'll be right back with the answers to the Best Picture Oscar winners in just a second. All right, we back, babies, and here we go with the answers to the Best Picture Oscar winners. Number one, 2017, when he looks at me the way he looks at me, he does not know what I lack or how I am incomplete. That is said in sign language in the movie The Shape of Water. Number one, The Shape of Water. Great movie, Guillermo del Toro. Number two, 1997, A Woman's Heart is a Deep Ocean of Secrets is Titanic. Remember that movie? I think you've heard of it. Number two, Titanic. There is a Asylum movie called Titanic 2, which is the people that made Sharknado. You can check it out, Titanic 2. It's like bigger, better, more sunk or something. Number three, 1976, He Doesn't Know It's a Damn Show. He Thinks It's a Damn Fight. That's from Rocky. Number three, Rocky, a movie that I've told both my brothers I've seen several times and have never actually watched it. But they go, you've seen Rocky, right? And I go, yeah, because come on, I know what's going on in that movie. I don't need to see it. Number four, 2012, There Are Suicide Missions with Better Odds Than This, Argo. Number four, 2012, Argo. Argo, fudge yourself. Number five, 1999, I guess I could be pretty pissed off about what happened to me, but it's hard to stay mad when there's so much beauty in the world. That would be American Beauty, a movie about a plastic bag and murder. Number five, American Beauty. Number six, 1988, That Man Right There Is My Brother, and if he doesn't get to watch People's Court in about 30 seconds, he's going to throw a fit right here on your porch. That's Rain Man, Dustin Hoffman, Tom Cruise, Rain Man. Number seven, 1961, When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. Never seen it. Who knows if I ever will. West Side Story. Number seven, I'll see it when Zac Efron remakes it, okay? Oh, I probably won't. Number 8, 1943, Victor. Get on the Plane with Victor, Where You Belong, Casablanca. Great movie. I've actually seen it. Had to watch it in film class. And then I watched it, I think, on my first ever trip to L.A. And we watched two movies. One was Paranormal Activity, and I couldn't sleep the entire night. So the next night, I was like, can we watch something that's not so spooky in your dad's creepy Hollywood Hills house? And we watched Casablanca. And then I had more murderous dreams than Paranormal Activity, just Humphrey Bogart in a sheet trying to get me. Number 9, 2014, you could jump right back into that suit if you wanted to. Birdman, Michael Keaton. That was a tough one for this round. Birdman, remember that one? Number 10, 1975, you guys complain how much you hate it here, and then you don't even have the guts to leave. You're all crazy. 1, Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Number 10, Jack Nicholson and a bunch of crazy folks like Danny DeVito. And the best picture winners bonus question for 2 points. The first best picture winner ever in 1927-28 was also the name of a hit NBC sitcom from 90 to 97. What was it? The answer was Wings. Wings, which was a show with Tim Daly and Steven Weber as brothers who run a small Nantucket airport. That was a great sitcom. I think I've seen every episode when it used to rerun on USA Network. And yeah, Wings was a good show, and I've never seen the movie, but I do want to see it, because coincidentally, earlier today, somebody posted a clip, and it's this crazy like jib shot where the camera zooms in across all these people drinking at tables, and it ends on a guy with like a big glass, and everyone's pouring champagne into it, I think. It's like a famous shot that I've seen before, and it said it's from the movie Wings, and I'm like, oh, I should see this. It's a silent movie from 27-28, so look it up. You could probably watch the whole thing on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, you can check out all the episodes of this show over on YouTube. Just search Trivia with Buds and click on the first thing that comes up. I'm sure it'll be something for this show. And you can click on and listen to any of the audio episodes. And sometimes I throw videos up, like yesterday or 2 days ago, put up a round on Famous Patricks. And I just recorded it in my backyard. So check that out. I'm going to be doing more videos in the springtime here with the weather getting a lot nicer in California. So be on the lookout for tons more videos and fun stuff. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Thanks for telling a friend about the podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.